Widest music variety in the studio. We welcome back to Compass FM Brian Price from Swannanoa School. G'day, how are you?
Yeah, kia ora. Good, Steph. Yeah, yourself?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Nice. I'm feeling pretty good actually today. It's Monday, bright and breezy.
Why wouldn't you? It was a great weekend. Another great weekend.
Wasn't it?
Another Sunday when it didn't rain.
Yeah, it didn't rain. So coming to that, the elephant in the room, shall we say, your Swannanoa School, which was also an elephant sale as well too. How did that go, the fair?
Yeah, no, our fair was fantastic. It's the fair that we will remember as the day when it rained all day long.
It did. It was consistent, wasn't it?
It was consistent. Hmm. It didn't matter, you know. Everyone just chipped in. And one thing about it, I'm really proud about our whole community, is that people just rolled up their sleeves, they got their jackets out, and away they went. They just did what they needed to do on the day. And it was, I was hugely proud of everyone. It was
out
great.
Came the Red Band gummies.
Absolutely. We needed those.
Yeah, definitely. So there would have been lots of stalls on the day. Did you have quite a variety of them?
Yeah, there were. Unfortunately, we normally have about 140 stalls, maybe about half of them didn't turn up because of the weather, which is really disappointing. But those that did, you know, they did what they could, and we probably had more people turn up than what we thought we would have done, considering the weather, which was terrific, you know. And people got right behind it, and you know, all of our kids and their parents, they just got on and made do what you did on the day, you know, about people parking still, yeah. And we'd have to say, as I said before, we had more people turn up than what we thought.
Which is fantastic. And look, it's just a bit of rain. You're not going to melt in the rain.
No, not at all. No.
And it's something that helps you. It's very memorable as well, too. You know, remember that time we went to the fair and it just rained the whole time, but we still had some hot chips and, you know, we went and support the Swannanoa School.
Absolutely. And we had a lot of good tents there and things like that. And, you know, it's all part of community, right? And people did come in. And in fact, you know, people were great. They, you know, we asked for a donation on the way in, and a number of people donated on the way out. They were just so pleased to have been there and felt so warmth towards us and the courageous people that were there.
So, Brian, do you have a ballpark figure of how much you think you raised at the Swannanoa Country Fair?
Good question. I mean, we believe it'll be between the $20,000 and $30,000 mark, which is probably better than what we would have thought.
Fantastic.
You know, a lot of people were really supportive with donating you know, funds back and things like that. But we're still selling at the moment, so we're still selling like potatoes and onions and, and other produce, and so we're still clearing up a little bit of that and some stuff on Trade Me that we couldn't sell through the White Elephant and little things like that. But all those funds will go towards our supporting our children with a teacher aid, which is significant, and will make a big difference to the learning for a whole lot of our children. And once again, it's a village bringing up the children, right?
So true. So if you can tell us how you briefly touched on it, how important is it for schools to have teacher aids, not just for the whole class, but for that child?
Yeah, right. Yeah, our priority learners are, we have more students that need more help than ever before. You know, we talk about a whole lot of kids living a lot more love than they ever had before, for all sorts of reasons, Steph. You know, there's a lot of things that have gone on, right? You know, COVID and all sorts of things. But it is so important what we can do to be able to help those individuals, and every student needs the right to having a really best education. And you know, this day and age, we'd like to personalise things as well, making sure that every student gets what their type of learning to make them successful in life, you know, to be resilient, to be able to be lifelong learners, you know, and to even that self-belief and to having hope and things like that. It's really important to every learner. And so, you know, everyone needs a trusted adult in their life at school. And part of that is that we have to have people that aren't teachers or principals. So, you know, all of our support staff, our caretakers, our admin staff, they're there for the learners, and primarily that's what we operate for.
And consistent as well too, having someone consistent in their lives.
Absolutely. You know, schools are pretty magical places, and we're full of good people trying really hard to make a big difference to the learners in challenging times. But yeah, if we all work together as a team, it all helps.
That's so true. Now, Brian, what else is coming up for the Swannanoa School?
Excitingly, we're going to have our 150th or our 152nd on the last day of the term, just before Easter, which will be quite neat. It'll be another celebration another day we can have some cake. And
nothing wrong with cake.
Nothing wrong with cake. Yeah, and opening up to a whole lot of the people that have been part of Swannanoa over the years. There's a whole lot of people that are really keen to come and have a look at the school, look at the way it's changed, understanding how education works this day and age too. You know, we'll be able to do a mihi whakatau with Ngāi Tua Huriri supporting us there, and our students being able to be ambassadors and taking people around the school. So we're looking forward to that. It's another opportunity to open our environment up and to share the great things that go on in our school.
And of course you'll have a kapa haka.
Oh yeah, 100%, you know, and we have songs that have been written with our new name, which is Te Koromiko, which is a dual name for the school, which is a longleaf hebe that grew prolifically in around the area. So there's a lot of learning in around just that. You know, it's the third name for the school. It was the Mandible Plains many years ago, then became Swannanoa, and now we've adopted a dual name, Te Koromiko, which has been gifted to us by Ngāi Tua Huriri through Ngāi Tahu.
That is wonderful. That is
special.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that's very, very special. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Did you say that was the 6th of April?
6th of April it is, yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for coming in. I do appreciate your time. The principal for Swannanoa School. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Compass FM.